So welcome, everybody, to the first episode of BCC Rewind. This is a weekly podcast that we do during our home church seasons that looks to look back on the past Sunday and what we've been learning as a congregation, as a community, and dive a little bit deeper with the pastor that gave the sermon. So my name is Evan. I'm the communications director here at Bethany, and I'm joined by our lead pastor. But if he ever introduces himself to you, he'll say, "A pastor." So Andrew's sitting here with me today. I don't even want to say hi.
Hey, everybody.
So the format of these episodes are going to be pretty standard week to week. Because this is our first one, we won't have questions from the congregation. But for the most part, it'll follow the same sort of format. And we want to start off today by just asking you if you can condense your sermon, if what you were talking about, what you were sharing this past Sunday, if you could condense it down into two sentences, what would it be?
Sure. I think for me, the real heart of the sermon was that we're called to worship God with humility, togetherness, and service. And that's kind of, I think, the real heart of what I was trying to convey. Paul says a lot. Obviously, it's an entire chapter in Romans 12, but I think this is the heart of it, that we're called to worship him with humility, togetherness, and service. And yeah, that's really, I think, the main bit for me.
Nice. So the takeaway from this past weekend, so you had a main point and a challenge. What was your challenge, and what was kind of the takeaway that you would want someone to leave bringing with them? What's kind of the main thing you were like, I hope people understand this or take on this challenge or yeah. Whatever.
So my main real hope at the end of the sermon was that people would really hear from God directly what next steps to take. That's why we did that Lectio Divina reading of Romans 12, of looking at all the different actions that Paul says to do this or do that. And my real hope was that the Spirit would speak to each person there with just what was really tailor-made for them, for what God would have them do, for what God might invite them into. So my challenge really was to hear the Spirit, hopefully in and through Scripture, and to then respond with whatever next steps the Spirit has given to you, to actually take those with courage, with faithfulness, with creativity, with all of that. So yeah, that's kind of my challenge or my hope out of the end of it.
Yeah. So the next thing we're going to do is, I've called it cut for time. Is there anything within, because you're... On Sundays, you're taking very large concepts and trying to shove them into 30 minutes, right? Which is not a small task.
Nope.
And there's probably lots of different things that you could dive into, lots of different things that you could nerd out on. Was there anything in this past weekend where you were like, I wish we could get into this, but we just don't have the time?
Yeah. Well, there's lots, especially specifically from Romans 12, because Paul gives so many direct statements of do this, like love your... those around you, love your neighbors, truly love them, and don't take revenge, and conquer evil with good. I think those are all stuff I would nerd out on. The one I did really have to kind of shorten up is around humility. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd had more time to kind of spend on humility and what it looks like, because Paul's really clear in it. He says, don't make a wrong assessment of yourself. I think sometimes, especially within Christian circles, humility comes off as weakness too, sometimes, where we think we can't ever stand up for ourselves, or we think we can't ever have boundaries, or we think we can't ever speak up in certain situations, that almost like humility or meekness gets equated with passivity. And I don't think that's true at all. I actually think true humility is not over-assessing who you are, but also not under-assessing what God has maybe given to you. And that we all have qualities and gifts, and it's okay for us to use those in godly ways and to say, I'm good at this thing that God has given to me, but to do that not in an arrogant way, that humility isn't just, not thinking arrogant thoughts about yourself. It's also not underestimating perhaps what God has given you to give out of that. And I wanted to tie that into service too, that then we're supposed to use those gifts for service. But yeah, that part didn't quite make it in a sermon on all of the entirety of chapter 12 in one sermon.
Pre-Christmas, we had the messy middle, right? Where we were talking about the chapters before these ones, right?
Yep.
They were talking, they're like really heavy, they're really intense, there's a lot in there. And I think you could probably say that the same is true about these chapters. It's just a little bit more subtle. Like when you take something like humility that seems like a very light concept, but you're like, actually, if you dive into it, there's a lot there. I think the challenge is almost harder with this series in certain ways, because there's still a ton of depth in this section as well, just like there was with the last one, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting too with when you talk about humility, yeah, that it's not like the act of humility is about weighing those things out and moving forward, not about just like self-denial. And that dismissing or downplaying or denying the gifts that God has given us isn't humility either, right? That, like, I think you're incredibly right that it is that like weighing of both of those things, right? You don't want to overshoot, you don't want to undershoot, right? And it's just being about really being like, humility is an act of honesty and just like reading something for where it is.
Yeah. I like that idea of humility being an act of honesty. And it's about being honest with yourself, honest with others. And that doesn't happen when you downplay something that God has maybe gifted to you to then actually use as a gift to serve his kingdom. So mm-hmm. It doesn't help anybody if we pretend that we don't have some of the gifts, skills, or abilities that we might have. And yet it also doesn't help anybody if we overestimate and have arrogance with all of that, mm-hmm. that just wrecks and destroys trust. That true humility is kind of that middle ground of correctly, even as Paul says, don't think you're better than you are, right? He's not saying to not think about yourself at all in any situation for what you can give. It's about not over-assessing, or even as I was sharing, I wanted to unpack a bit more how it's not under-assessing either.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those got kind of cut in the shortened time frame of yeah. Romans 12 and 30 minutes or whatever.
I think it's interesting, too, when we talk about underplaying or undermining humility, that like we recognize that Paul's writing to a church community, right? And that either end of those of that spectrum, either like overinflating your ability and not having humility or undermining it, like neither of those help the body of Christ, right? And neither of those, like you're saying, like to be able to use your gifts and your talents and the things that God has gifted you with, you have to be able to say that you have them, and you have to like actually step into them, right? So it's like, yeah, I really like that idea of like also not undermining, because it's also like, if God's given you something and he's gifted you with something, you should use it, right? Yeah, and that's not bad, right?
No. Well, even in the passage itself, he says, like, if you have the gift of teaching, teach. If you have the gift of encouragement, encourage. If you have the gift of prophecy, prophesy. Like, he's actually encouraging people to use their gifts, and to pretend that you don't have any as some weird skewed form of humility isn't helpful for the kingdom, isn't helpful for the church. That ultimately, it's when we use all those gifts that then we come together and then we have that service and that togetherness that Paul is talking about in Romans 12. So I think it's really key.
So like I said, with this episode, we don't have any questions. We're hopefully going to get some next week. But as we look forward to this Sunday and what's coming up, what are you preaching on this Sunday? what does that look like? What are you kind of excited for?
Sure. Well, what I'm preaching on this Sunday, and honestly, some people think I must make up the timing on this stuff, but I honestly don't. I am preaching on politics all on this Sunday. And after Justin Trudeau's announcement yesterday, and even like we're going to talk about Trudeau and Trump coming to power as well, like these are all things I did not plan for. They just kind of seem to happen on these weeks. I think that's kind of how sometimes God's planning kind of works. But this sermon that I'm about to give is all going to be all around politics. I did write it like 6 weeks ago, like well before any of the current changes have happened. But yes, we're going to be talking about politics. And Paul gives some really strong statements about obeying kind of the governments above you, respecting and submitting. And we're going to take a look at what does that really mean then for us. And it's a complicated conversation. It's not as easy as might be thought, as straightforward. Paul's quite clear in his writing, but it's also, with his clarity, comes up against some other challenges where scripture also speaks about different ways of responding to the government, not so much with submission, but even with civil disobedience. So when do we practice which, and how does it all work? That's what we're going to actually try to unpack in 30 minutes again. And I really, I don't know, kind of, I think it's a strange week to be approaching this topic.
Yeah. You could have had a chill January.
I could have. Unfortunately, Romans 13 comes right after Romans 12.
So. I also know enough about how much you plan that I think the more likely story is that you convinced Justin Trudeau to resign bolster your sermon this week.
To give me some content. I was joking with Chris about this because we were sitting around last night and said you can't like make up the timing of this. That really, though, this sermon series was planned 3 years ago. I broke it down into three-year chunks. So it's just really funny that 3.5 years ago, I was not thinking that this is what would happen this week when we finally get around to Romans 13 and obeying the governments that are above you. And
that is crazy. Like, to think like, sometimes you wish you could go back and tell yourself. You're like, hey, you're going to plan this, but like almost to the day, 3 years from now.
I am glad on Sunday I told people, hey, I'm going to be preaching on politics before all the announcements kind of came out. Like, this is not me in response to that. This is just, the timing that it is. So it is, I think it also just shows though the relevancy of the topic around politics, mm-hmm. and how easy it is for us to put our faith and our trust in political allegiance over Christ-like allegiance. Mm-hmm. And it's a really easy thing to have happen. And so it's something for us to be aware of and to talk about clearly. And Paul talks about Romans 13, about all this. So we want to do it as openly and as directly as possible.
Yeah. So this one is a relatively short one today. That's all we got for you today. But we will be back next week. I'm sure we're going to have just so many questions I know the topic.
There might be some people might have some thoughts on things. You're going to hear mine on Sunday, but yeah, I'm sure.
If you want to send in questions, you can send them to our church phone number. You can text them in. So just text your questions to 905-937-5300. Make sure that wherever you're listening to this podcast that you hit subscribe or follow so that you get updated when new episodes drop. And we have new content for you. And we will see you all on Sunday for what should be a very fun sermon.
It'll be something. Yeah, one way or the other, for sure.
We'll see you guys later.